It's my role as a water ambassador, as a water envoy, to advocate for water awareness from the ground up with communities, with kids, with professionals, with other sectors, all the way to the highest level. Ministers of Finance, Prime Ministers, Presidents, Kings, and Secretary General and the UN system. Water is a cross-cutting theme. It is critical, important for every sustainable development goal, everything in life, being it health, being it prosperity, being it biodiversity, our economies, our cities, food security, peace. So water, being so cross-cutting, needs a voice and a position in any decision-making process, but also to influence those approaches. That's my role, to advocate. Water is connected to almost every aspect, the environment, our economies, our cities and citizens, social aspects, equity aspects. To progress on the big gap that we have, billions of people lacking access to safe drinking water, to hygiene facilities and sanitation facilities, climate change hitting us first and foremost through water, with 90% of all these disasters being water related. We need innovation, we need innovative concepts, we need amazing inclusive partnerships of public and private, of citizen-led, to drive those innovations forward. Look at Chennai, a city, large city in India, off the coast, with nature-based solutions that are community-led. We're greening the communities. We capture again the rainwater that falls, recharge the aquifer. We provide healthy water for the kids in the schools, but also create a healthy environment in the community. We still have over 2 billion people in this world lacking access to safe drinking water, close to 4 billion people lacking access to sanitation facilities. And it is predominantly girls and women that suffer first and foremost. We have to change this. This is ridiculous. It is shameful for all of us in this world that we more or less accept this status quo.